nail the nail in and hang the picture.
Okay. And you say, every day I get in my car and I...
drive on out.
Uh-huh.
Go shopping.
Okay. You say, yesterday I... did what? I got in the car and I...
went shopping.
I what the car I...
Uh-huh. Or sometime yesterday I washed my car.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Or I got in the car and what in the town I...
went to town shopping.
Uh-huh. And a place where people used to keep their stove wood.
Mm-hmm. In the yard.
Did they ever have any special buildings?
Yeah, because I used to have a shed for my wood.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have all my wood. I had a shed, house out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put all my wood.
Mm-hmm.
And when I buy my coal for this place, I had a place to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the utility room, I used to call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about tools? Where would they be kept?
Babysit.
Where would tools be kept?
The what?
Tools.
The tools?
Uh-huh.
They'd be kept out there too.
In the utility?
Yeah, because I locked them up.
You say you used to burn coal?
Yeah, I used to burn coal, and I used to burn wood, and then I used to burn coal oil.
Uh-huh.
Kerosene, as you call it.
Uh-huh.
But it's no more kerosene, so that's why I got rid of the oil stoves, because I didn't get no more kerosene.
Uh-huh.
So, that's about all I know now.
What about the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? You call that the...
oh, a stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. And what does the stove pipe fit into?
It's just made... if the stove pipe is fitting to a hole,
mm-hmm.
See, they make a hole and run into a, what you call it. I believe I didn't give up talking now.
You call that a flu?
Huh?
Do you ever hear of a flu?
Yeah, you call that a flu.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about the thing that you use for carrying coal?
Well, you call those, we used to call them one time a scutter.
Uh-huh.
They had something made, aluminum,
mm-hmm.
and used to carry coals in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Say if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
To feed her?
To fool her, if you want to make her start laying.
Well, you'd have to put hay.
Uh-huh.
You have to gather hay,
mm-hmm.
and put in there. And then she get in the nest. You make the nest and she get up in there.
Uh-huh.
And she'll lay.
What?
If she want to lay.
Uh-huh. You know, if you have a good set of dishes, your dishes would probably be made out of...
china.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that?
I don't know.
Do you ever see it?
Yeah, I done saw those glass eggs.
Uh-huh. What about a china?
They'd be white.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see one made out of china?
Mm-mm.
Well, what would you call that egg?
You call that a glass egg.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'd call it.
Or if it's made out of china.
Yeah.
It'd be a...
uh-huh. So that's all I know.
And a hen on a nest of eggs. You call her
a laying hen.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Or, where would you keep the hens?
They keep them in the hen house.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be in the same place where they lay at.
Uh-huh.
But they have a place over on this side, but about that wide.
Uh-huh.
From, and about that long from the put nests. And
uh-huh.
You put nests all along there.
What about a hen that's on a nest of eggs and waiting for them to hatch? You call her